Sean Payton has informed the Saints that he is stepping away. I've seen some interesting wording on this. Is it retiring? Is it retiring from coaching? The speculation has been over the last couple weeks that there have been some TV networks that are interested in Sean Payton.
Reportedly, Amazon is trying to create a booth. Word is they want Al and Sean.
Well, to be honest with you, there are other major networks who already have a booth and could probably use Sean Payton in it.
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
there's very few booths that Sean Payton wouldn't
right.
be the number one analyst right away.
Uh-huh. Exactly. So there's that. Also, my Twitter feed is filled up with Kevin James memes.
Yes, the Netflix Kevin James Sean Payton movie hits your television on Friday, and this is great promotion, really.
I thought that trailer was a joke because it was just Kevin James in Sean Payton's and it really looked like Kevin James. It really looked like Kevin James was the coach of the New Orleans Saints when they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, why would Sean Payton agree to this heavyset fellow portraying him? And then being a horrible father in the movie, like in the trailer, he's a horrible father. Yep. And then Michael kind of tipped us off to that might be more accurate than you think. And yep. I was like, oh, okay, well, you would know.
He's been the coach of the Saints since 2006, going 152-89. That's a .631 winning percentage, by the way. One Super Bowl, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 playoff appearances. That's a pretty good resume there. Also notably, he was suspended for the 2012 season in which he was the offensive coordinator for his son's sixth grade team.
Is that actually how he spent his year off?
It says this on his Wikipedia page. I'll read it to you verbatim.
Okay.
During his 2012 suspension from the NFL, Payton served as the offensive coordinator for his son Connor's sixth grade team in Argyle, Texas. Payton used a simplified version of the Saints playbook, and the team went unbeaten until losing near the end of the regular season to a team that ran the single wing, which his team was unable to stop. Since he believed he would face that team again in the league's playoffs, he obtained video that the father of one of his players recorded and then contacted his mentor. This is not real.
What?
This is fake. This isn't real. I'm being pranked.
Sean Payton couldn't get a head coaching job?
Bill Parcells to help him break down the opponent's offense. The teams faced each other in the league finals. Payton's team lost a considerably closer game in which they were able to slow down the opposing offense.
No.
To a Springtown Pee-wee team.
No, that's the plot of the movie.
And that's the plot of the movie. But this
who
is...
plays Bill Parcells in the movie?
All right. Now this is opening up a lot of other questions that we just
so many worms
don't have the time to answer on this show.
Kevin James nominated for a Primetime Emmy Award. Did not know that.
For King of Queens, right?
I would assume so.
Okay. The Liberty Christian Warriors out of Argyle, Texas.
It on the IMDb page for this movie, it only has select people listed, like Kevin James as Sean
it's
Payton.
It's a surprise.
Yeah, everyone else is a surprise as to who they play.
Very interesting. So there you go. There's your story of the afternoon. Sean Payton stepping away from the Saints. And whoever takes that job has to deal with Taysom Hill for the next couple of years.
And Jameis. Don't forget Jameis. He's still blindly wandering around. See what I did there?
Oh, very good. Very good. All right. Let's take a break. Tom Chattel, the World Herald, is up next. He wrote a little bit about this Gretna situation, who it hurts and what it means, and then a peek into some of the other local sports teams. Chattel, always good stuff from him. He'll join the show next on 1620 The Zone.